Time to catch the future with Youth Express. And today we have a Pittsburgh Scholastic Writing Award winner. Her name, Maya Berardi. Hi, Maya.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for being with us today. You're just finishing up what grade?
11th grade.
And at Avonworth,
mm-hmm,
High School.
Avonworth High School.
A lot of people don't know where Avonworth is. It's, let's see, if you live in Emsworth, Ben Avon, or Ben Avon Heights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a Ben Avon Heights resident. And then there's also Ohio Township and Kilbuck.
Ah, I forgot about those
yeah.
two. So how many kids are in this year's graduating class, roughly?
Yeah, so graduation was last night, and I actually counted on the pamphlet. There's 97. Yeah.
That's what I would do. I might have thought, were you there? Did you know
yeah.
anybody graduating?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of nice to have. That's really, it's big enough that there are a lot of different types of people you can meet and to get some diversity, but small enough that you probably really get to know
mm-hmm.
everybody. Clearly you like to write. Do you have some other passions?
I'd say writing is the main one. I'm really a creative person, so like the whole crafting sort of realm. But yeah, creative writing.
What do you craft?
Like, you know, sewing, knitting, that whole gambit.
That's great. Where do you think you picked that up?
I can actually tell you, I picked it up because I was also really into history when I was younger, and all these historical books, all the women sewed, and I thought that sounded interesting, and I got into it that way.
Interesting indeed. Do you want to give a shout out to any teachers, family members, any brothers, sisters?
Sure. Mom, Dad, Kate, my teacher, Mr. Simon, who's kind of like my mentor. She's also the advisor of the literary magazine at my school, which is I'm the editor-in-chief of that. So we do a lot of creative writing together.
As I think about it, my 10th grade teacher, too, but in particular, my 11th grade teacher, Ms. Jim Scrama, really sort of lit a candle or a fire, whatever the right word is. Mm-hmm. It just made me want to write more and more. I always loved to write. Going back a long time, but he really helped. I don't know if it's something about, for me, 10th grade was the first year of high school, so maybe it's, mm-hmm. I had that under my belt, so not being in that transitional period anymore,
right.
Things took off. Did you find this year to be especially transformative for
yeah.
you at all?
Yeah, I've been doing creative writing my whole life. I've been going to camps and different programs and stuff like that, like submitting poems to magazines and publication my whole life. But this year was the first year that I was kind of in a leadership role and in a community that we were doing writing with the literary magazine at my school. And that kind of forced me to get more involved in the community of writing.
Now, tell me about the literary magazine.
Yeah, so it's a publication Avonworth puts out. It's called Fragments. Any high school student can submit either art or writing. We get a lot of poetry, a lot of photography. And then at the end of the year, we put out a publication. This year's was about 80 pages. And we sell them around the school and also around the community, as well as submit it to award competitions.
That's terrific. I have so many questions I want to ask you. First of all, some people, how old are you?
I'm 17.
So some people would say, wait a minute, 17-year-olds, high school students, a print publication? but clearly it's a value or you wouldn't be doing it. Any thoughts about that?
Well, it's existed since 1974 at our school. And every year there's about a dozen kids that are totally committed, as well as a few people that lead it. And this year we received like 100 submissions. So there's obviously a group of people that are really into it.
Yeah, I think it's nice to have a physical artifact of
mm-hmm.
what you've done, too. And how many copies do you think you end up running? There's probably hundreds, I would
yeah,
think.
Yeah, well, we print 200, which is double what we printed last year. And we've sold most of them. Yeah.
That is terrific. Now, the other thing I'm wondering about for you, you've written, writing can be somewhat solitary. Now you mentioned you're managing a community of writers. Can you explain a bit about your responsibilities?
Yeah, I like to do the community stuff more, just to see what other people's input is. But essentially we met every week for about an hour after school, and we would do creative writing workshops, which is very different than writing on your own because we do a prompt all as a group, and you see like people take the same thing in very different directions. So it's interesting to see the other ways that people interpreted, you know, what originally was everyone received the same thing, what they do with it. And there's a lot of creativity there.
What's a prompt? An example?
Okay. Well, sometimes we do prompts. Like I remember we did one last year that was, there's a candle in a refrigerator, write about it. And you have to make up a story about how it got there, or like what that means, or, you know,
oh,
the different directions you could take that. Yeah, but you could also write about, you know, a time where you were frustrated. That's a pretty generic prompt, but, yeah.
No, those are great. And then everybody has the same ingredients, or at least the same inspiration or starting point, and you need to work it around. So it could be a candle on a birthday cake that nobody got to eat because the birthday person didn't show up.
Yeah.
Or it could be a candle to replace the light bulb that burned out, but that was kind of silly, or any other such things. That's pretty cool. Do you have to edit at all?
Yeah, we do a lot of editing work with all the submissions we get. We usually do some light, you know, grammatical edits and then make sure it's okay with the author before publishing.
Is that hard?
Sometimes it's hard to know when the line is between we've edited too much and we've confused the author's intent versus clarifying things for the reader.
Do authors ever get a little bit too wedded to their own original prose and kind of, I don't want to say you squabble over it, but I would imagine it could happen.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we always feel that the author has, like, the ultimate say, though, over the publication, over, like, their piece. So if we've made edits, we send it to them, and if they don't approve, then we just go back to the original copy.
That's very good. This is a really off-the-wall question.
Okay, go for it.
My wife, Ricky, in there, and I really enjoy a literary magazine called The Sun. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
We'll need to give you a link to that website. It's been published for about 40 years out of North Carolina. It's ad-free, a very nice, nicely laid out publication. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are others, too, that we're not aware of, but that's one. It seems not enough people are aware of it. And it's a really great magazine, photography too in it. What do you like to read?
What do I like to
read? I'm assuming you like to read.
I like to read. There's a lot of pretty famous contemporary poets, like our poet laureate this year is Tracy K. Smith, as well as next year. And I really like her latest collection of poetry, which I believe won a Pulitzer Prize. So I read a lot of prominent works, but then also every school, like every high school, for the most part, high school and college also puts out their own literary magazine. So there's one from Penn State that I like, and one from North Allegheny High School. So, yeah, that's all pretty good. There's so much talent.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, speaking of talent, you were a winner in the Pittsburgh Scholastic Writing Award competition. Tell me a bit about that whole process.
Okay, so in school, we get our teachers are always telling us, you know, to submit places if we show an interest. So there's a bunch of kids that submitted to the Scholastic program for art for their art pieces. And then I looked into it and saw that there was a writing component. So I kind of did it on my own 2 years ago as I submitted, I think, five poems, and one got a gold award and one got an honorable mention, and then that was my first experience with it, and there was an award ceremony, and it was really nice. So the next year I also submitted and I got an honorable mention for the region.
That's fantastic. By the way, this is Maya Berardi. If you're just joining us, just will be entering her senior year next year at Avonworth High School. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, our Youth Express segment underway. Thanks for doing that. That has to be exciting. First, yeah. It takes a lot of courage to submit something.
Yeah.
And then to win has got to be pretty cool. Do you write every day?
No, I actually write pretty infrequently. I found that if I'm not very determined or very like inspired to write, it usually doesn't end up very well.
Interesting. So it's because I know some writers.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we were talking with a songwriter a few weeks ago who's a very good songwriter, really his song's poetic, and he said, I try to write at least 12 lines a day every day, and I just do that, and then after, you know, a month or so, I'll look at them all and see what I like.
Mm-hmm.
So basically his technique is one of rote writing, rote, R-O-T-E, mm-hmm. writing, and hoping that something will come out. In your case, it sounds like when you're so inspired, you just mm-hmm. need to jump in and start.
Yeah, well, I'm sure his way is, the tried and true better way. It's usually just a matter of time.
Everybody's different.
Yeah, I'm trying to get more that way because, you know, practice is, that's the key. I usually do some type of writing, because I really enjoy also nonfiction writing and like the rhetorical side. Creative writing is more infrequent, but I do try to write in more of a essay manner.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. like, it's interesting. I like reading essays or commentaries mm-hmm. That are really logically and well figured out, and poetry too. Novels are fine. I'm in the midst of a really good one right now, but it's cool to sort of read something from a person's perspective mm-hmm. and what they think about things. Well, I know you brought something that you wrote with you, and we'd love to have you share it.
Okay, so this poem, this is the one that I won the award for this year, the Scholastic Award. It's called Plink Plink, and it's about my best friend and next-door neighbor that moved to California last year. So that's some background. Okay. Plink Plink. I didn't notice the evening had dimmed to night until crickets screeched from the yard and moths swarmed nearby, batting plink plink with fat furry bodies against a glass bulb. That summer, every night was wet and warm. I sweated under naked arms and gulped air until it became a muzzle. I had come over to talk, but couldn't think of anything that hadn't been said already, so we sat mute instead, invisible to each other, on a blacked-out front porch, four legs bare in denim shorts, entwined and propped up on the wooden rail. A car groaned past, houses away, some screen door snapped shut. Then the silence felt too big and unmovable, and I wanted to apologize without knowing why. We watched stars tumble around above us, the moon leaping across the sky from roof to roof, all the way down the neighborhood, on top a row of sleepy houses. A decade ago, we camped out in this front yard, filled our fingernails with dirt, burying totems all over. That night, I could feel the mosquitoes chewing me up, but didn't swat them away. I couldn't blame their primal thirst. I couldn't rewind our dollhouse childhoods or alter our diverging courses or say what I really meant.
That's, wow. Did you share that with your friend?
Yeah, I did.
That takes courage, too. What a great work. Plink.
Yeah, Plink Plink.
Plink Plink,
mm-hmm.
By Maya Berardi at Avonworth High School. Gosh. There's lots of questions I want to ask you about about the situation, but that's not – let's let it stand based on how you wrote about. But I'm just thinking about losing friends and
yeah.
having friends move –
Yeah, I wrote another poem about it and actually just got published in the Carnegie Library's teen publication.
Oh, in the Ralph Munn?
No, it's a publication. It's pretty new. It's called Large Print.
Yeah, Large Print.
Yeah.
We've, in fact, We've had large print writers on with us before and probably will again soon. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. That's really terrific.
Thank you.
Now, I'm going to sound like a parent or adult, but okay. I'm going to fast forward to about a year from now. Mm-hmm. You'll be graduating from Avonworth High School. What do you think will be next for you?
I'm hoping to pursue English in some capacity. I'm really looking for something that allows me to be creative, like a major sort of maybe communications or, English, like I said. But we're not sure.
Well, for what it's worth, I think liberal arts degrees are extremely valuable. And mm-hmm. there was a time when people were saying somewhat otherwise, but people who can write really well are needed in so many different places, mm-hmm. and so many different aspects of things that whether you're working as a published writer or just supporting work of other people, the mm-hmm. ability to write with clarity is few and far between. I don't know how you feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, even writing an email, that takes, you have to know what you're trying to say and know how to say it most effectively. And whether you're in, a Fortune 500 company that's pretty STEM-based or finance-based, writing is still a necessary component to every day.
Well, and often it can be the case. Well, I'll give you my example. When I worked for an engineering company as an engineer, I was one of the few engineers who could write really well. Mm-hmm. And my assignments were really kind of cool because often I was translating technical stuff into understandable things by writing clearly. So it was kind of fun. You mentioned email and texts. I'm going to mention texts. I know when I write emails, I still pretty much write them somewhat formally. Mm-hmm. Do you feel compelled to do that?
Yeah. I mean, especially if you're emailing someone for the first time, that's essentially a sales pitch.
Yeah.
So writing is important.
Too. I'm glad you need to represent. I sign them all. Almost always, if I were writing to you, I would probably begin with, Dear Maya or Hi Maya.
Yeah.
Partly, it's a reminder to both of us that I'm writing to you. And some people say, oh, that's superfluous. You don't need to do that. It's in the two line of the email. Well, I still need to do it.
Yeah.
But is there anything else you'd like to say or add? It's been so nice to talk to you.
Yeah, it's been nice being here. No.
Okay, well, I'm going to add that you're welcome to share writing anytime you'd like. You could come on the air live with us, or we could have you record things
for
rebroadcast. So thank you.
Thank you so much
for being here. And congratulations again to Maya Berardi, 10th grade, or 11th grade, I'm sorry. She's going to be a senior. When's the last day of school?
Last day of school was yesterday.
Aha! Thank you for being with us. So she's now is a senior at Avonworth High School, and congratulations again on her Pittsburgh Scholastic Writing Award that she just received, and her forthcoming publication in large print, the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Literary Magazine. I'm sure you'll continue to see her name and get more and more opportunities to read her work.